Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
In the shack.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. And the shack just the shack just lifted off the ground, shot into space, what we think of as space, and it just re-landed. We're back.
We're back.
We've seen everything from up there.
Get your pickaxes ready. We're going mining.
Ooh, and your gas mask, because I just ripped one in it. Woo soo wee. It stinks.
So
it's a small shack.
We're going to talk about how Wyoming is not going to be a state much longer.
Yeah, we just, I just learned about this.
It just came out a few days ago, too.
Well, Wyoming's going to be a state, but is it going to have any residents?
No, it won't.
It already doesn't have much at all, but you know what? It's time it does. Let's all move to Wyoming.
Do not move to Wyoming. It's a death sentence.
It's not a death sentence. You gotta.
At the very end, we'll talk about all the farmers that have been walked into a deep trench and shot
by themselves.
Yeah, 8 times the back of the head. They committed suicide.
There ain't none of those. Come on.
All these farmers got together and had a cult to get rid of their land.
Come on, they're alive.
They're not. I watched one video just talking about like how they haven't heard from their neighbor and they think he moved away.
That's because it's Wyoming. Their neighbors live 12 miles away.
No, but see, here's the thing. Out here, you have to be close with your neighbors. Because the only people coming to help you. So for your neighbor just to up and disappear without talking to you would be so extremely weird.
He's busy.
He's dead is why.
It's farming season.
All right.
It's not.
So let's read this from the Daily
not
Mail.
Not at all.
Daily Mail article. Beyond Our Wildest Dreams is the title. If you're the government.
Yeah. Not my dream.
2.34 billion metric tons of rare earth minerals discovered in Wyoming that could lead the U.S. to become back to being the world's leader.
Gosh.
So the U.S. could soon surpass China in the world leader in rare earth minerals after more than 2.3 billion metric tons were discovered in Wyoming. There's just all those pesky people living on top of it. America Rare Earth, so this is the company that discovered it. America Rare Earth, INC, announced that there was a reserve near Wheatland. You know what? I know for a fact, Cryptids of the Corn, those guys have a listener in Wheatland, because I know Mr. E has seen it come across on the Wix app.
Ah.
So, listener in Wheatland, leave.
No, stay.
Don't.
Stand firm.
Wilbur wants you to die for some reason.
I'll join you.
I think he's working for the government. Trying
send
to get
me your address, and I will show up.
It's like a town of like 400.
I'll do it. I'll show up. The flap will protect.
So, there was discovered a reserve near Wheatland, dramatically surpassing the Asian market's 44 million metric tons. So, I was right in my guess off air. I think, like I said, it was a multiple of almost like 1,000.
Yeah.
And it is.
That's a lot.
44. It's a multiple of 100-ish.
Okay, that's still a lot.
44 million to 2.3 billion.
It's between...
You talk for a second. I got to do the math because it's going to bug me.
Okay. It's somewhere between like a buttload and a mega load. So that's a lot. That's a lot of minerals to be deposited there.
Oh, it's too... I got to turn the calculator sideways. It was too big.
Oh, that's a big number. See? That's when you know it's a big number, when you got to turn the calculator sideways. Man. Oh, okay. You're still tired. I thought you were getting ready to say it. But, I mean, you know, we got all these natural elements here on Earth, or in the United States, which makes a lot of sense, too, because... hasn't civilization been through Asia, Europe, Africa for way longer than we've been here, supposedly to our timeline that we're taught in the Rockefeller education system.
You need to write that script so we can do that.
Rockefeller education system? Mm-hmm. Script.
55 times.
50 what?
55 times oh. The amount ever harvested on Earth's history.
Is just sitting in Wyoming.
Is under the state of Wyoming, and it will not be there much longer.
No, because our government has this natural tendency to be like, when there's resources, they're like, I'm mine now.
Let me read the rest of this article. So America Rare Earth Incorporated announced that they discovered a reserve near Wheatland, dramatically surpassing the Asian nationals by 44 million metric tons. Says it exceeds our wildest dreams after drilling only about 25% of the property.
Oh,
so basically,
my
they picked this property. And
so they
like,
didn't even know how much more there actually is.
It was an estimate,
yeah.
You know, by a geological estimate. The company has a stake in 367 mining claims across 6,320 acres of land in the Halakak Creek project.
If I was president, you know what I would do immediately? I would make that a. I wouldn't let corporations steal those resources. I would make them property of the American taxpayer, and it gets evenly distributed amongst all the citizens of the United States.
Oh, we can talk about mineral rights later. It's the weirdest thing in the world.
Yeah, because none of it goes to people, does it?
Yeah, and you can have, like, China owns, like, I just heard this morning. Like 300 million acres of mineral rights
in the U.S. Ain't that stupid?
It's illegal technically, but the U.S. government keeps selling. Let me finish this sentence.
It's like we're in cahoots with him.
The company
like...
has stake in 367 mines across 6,000 acres of land, and along four Wyoming mineral leases on 1,800 acres of the same project now called the Cowboy State Mine. Because of all the dead cowboys they buried out there, because they found minerals under them.
No, Wyoming.
It's called the Cowboy State Mine. I got it right here in the article.
I'm aware.
Because they drilled a hole and they took all the cowboys living on it and they threw them in the hole.
Well,
and wrote a check and let that float down the hole too.
But the Wyoming, they're college. They're the cowboys. So like, I think that's kind of a thing in Wyoming.
No, I think it's because of all the dead cowboys.
Oh my goodness.
They threw them down there with all the dead Indians.
Who? Oh. Like from India?
No, like the Native Americans. I was making the cowboy and Indian joke.
I know, but I just, it's funnier if it's, they got cowboys down there and Indians from India. Yeah. They captured them and put them in the hole.
So these type of minerals in this site are used Mel's for smartphones, hole. Hybrid cars, and most importantly, military technologies.
There's the kicker. It's like defense contractors want access to this. I wonder why.
Do you know it is the most used resource by the military, like it, or the
what
most
is?
Used this, the most used source of deep earth elements is militaries.
Oh, I'm not shocked. And so, what's our government do? We extract these resources from other countries and our own now, and they use these resources to then fund defense contractors. So then, defense contractors can go bomb other countries and murder innocent civilians and people over there. And then our government officials that approve this stuff are able to launder their money through these things. So they're getting paid by funding defense contractors that get whatever they want because they're paying these government officials. It's just a big roundabout that they get all this money and they get to collect it and accumulate it. And none of it goes back to you, the American taxpayer.
No, and if you're,
none of it.
If you live here, you're dead.
In Wyoming?
Yeah. I mean, they will kill you for this
because there's so few people living there. That's the problem. It's easy to pick off one by one. If we all move there en masse and we all stand on top of this deposit, they can't take us all down. They can't.
They will.
They need people to turn the machine, the push the buttons on the machines and turn all the knobs.
Not for very much longer.
That's why we need to stand up now.
As soon as they get this rare earth element, they have all the computer chips.
Yeah, they'll make like cyborg robots that run everything.
So as much as 95% of the processed rare earth minerals come from China. And the U.S. imports 75% of its supply from that nation alone.
See, this is our chance. Immediately, we could be independent from China. But is our government going to do it? Is this administration going to do it? Absolutely not.
However, China has recently announced a ban on rare earth mineral extraction in December of 2023.
Wait, China? Wait, say that again? Mm-hmm. Repeat that one more time. I didn't understand.
I know, because you yell and you don't let me read.
No, I heard you, but I just
I
didn't
struggle reading.
Consume it.
It's a big deal for me, and then you just scream at me.
No, you're a good reader. Daniel's a great reader.
Yeah. However, China has recently announced a ban on rare earth mineral extraction in December of 2023.
China implemented a ban?
Mm-hmm.
For who?
For them.
For themselves?
Mm-hmm.
So they can't extract this?
They don't want their companies, because they're China is doing this whole thing, and you can anybody can argue with this. I'm not an expert in any way, shape, or form. China is doing this whole thing to where what the U.S. did probably 30 years ago, where instead of destroying all of our natural resources, let some other country do it.
Okay.
Because they're dealing with pollution and death rates and all kinds of crazy stuff. So they're trying to improve their country in some way, shape, or form. So this type of – we'll talk about the end. This type of mining – is some of the worst humans have ever done to
wait,
a planet.
So wait, China implemented the ban in their own country?
Yes.
Ah, so they want ours.
I think, well, that could be a part of it. I think they have other things in the Middle East that they're getting a lot of theirs from now.
Yeah, for sure.
So I don't think it really mattered that the U.S. found theirs, and I don't think they want to give us money. But I think...
No.
That may have been... I think that the U.S. already knew about our deposit for a long period of time. And when China said that they're going to cut back their production probably just to their needs.
Okay.
You know, it's like, oh, and we're buying 75% of it. Like, time to top in our own reserve.
Okay.
Let me keep reading.
Yeah.
Don Schwartz.
Schwartz?
It's one of those weird names, two Z's. Okay. The CEO of this company stated the following in the national announcement. China has driven to maintain its market dominance. This is now a race. Now, 2 months later, Schwartz and his team are working on to break China's lock on the market. America's rare earth conduct, the first drilling in March of 2023, which determined that there was 1.2 metric tons established in northeast Wyoming, and the Cowboy State Daily reported. So the first they started looking and they found a little bit. One point two million metric tons is a big number, but it's not a lot for this kind of harvesting.
Right.
It's still enough, you know. Like I said, China had pulled 44 million metric tons total.
Okay.
So it's probably what China pulls out in a year, I'm gonna guess, is about what we found in this one. So they kept looking. But yeah. The second attempt though had fully uncovered 64% more.
Yeah, the mother load. They probably haven't found
well, that's
found
not the mother
load
yet. That's only putting up about 3 million.
Okay.
The result were inconclusive of the enormous potential of the project when the resources increased by 64% during the development of the drilling campaign, which increased measures that indicated the resources by another 128%, Sports said in the statement this week. Typically, you'll see these resources decrease with infiltrating drilling takes place. Instead, we're seeing the opposite. With only 25% of the project being drilled at this point, the rare earth minerals uncovered at the site, including, oxides. So all these elements I'm about to tell you have an oxide at the end of them.
Okay.
Neodymium.
Neodymium.
Neodymium, thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, I got pretty close to that one.
That was pretty close. Which is they use that. That's
magnets.
For magnets.
It's magnets. Yeah. It's deeper
very,
magnets.
Very strong magnet.
Parasodurium. And I'll spell them all for you here in a second.
Okay.
Sarmium, dipsomerium.
Oh, no.
Terbium.
Okay.
I think I got that one right.
Maybe.
So type in, we'll just go from the back end.
Okay.
Terbium oxide. How do you think you spell terbium?
T-U-R-B-I-A-M?
It's U-M. It's always U-M, but it's an E, not a U.
Oh, okay.
Like ter.
T-E-R-B-U.
No, I-U.
I-U. M.
Mm-hmm.
Terbium element. Okay, let's see what this is. Terbium, it's a chemical element. I haven't even heard of this one, but I have
what they're used for in this article a little bit.
Well, it's the TB on
You put oxide after it, right?
Well, no.
These are all oxides. That matters.
Okay, hold on. Terbium oxide. Well, I didn't even know terbium was on the table of elements. I didn't realize that.
It's the rare ones.
Okay, terbium...
The shinies.
Oxide.
Use.
Oh, okay. I didn't put use.
Just to see what it's used for.
Okay. is utilized in scientific research and development, particularly in materials science, chemistry, and physics for its... and it cuts off. Hold on.
So I have this mostly used for ultra-low energy light bulbs.
Okay.
And mercury lamps.
Okay, that's odd.
That's a scientific instrument, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, okay, okay. Okay, terbium oxide has an important role as an activator for green phosphors used in color TV tubes, which we don't really use as much anymore, do we?
No.
I didn't think so. Terbium oxide is also used in special lasers as a, I don't know this word, dopant in solid state devices. Dopant? I don't know what that means.
Don't look at me. So we know neodymium. I'll read a little bit about neodymium.
Okay.
Magnets are made from neodymium, which is a hard disk drive, or that is used in hard disk drives, mobile phones. Basically, neodymium magnets are used from everything from maglev trains to your smartphones.
Okay.
It's one of the most important elements that they found.
Oh, here's an important one for terbiums, or the, yeah. Terbium oxide is used in control rods in some nuclear reactors.
Yeah, but control rods can be lead, too.
Okay.
So, like...
Well, it helps regulate the neutron flux and the control of the reactor's reactivity,
yeah,
making it a part of the reactor's safety systems.
Mm-hmm. Basically, it's just a sump.
Right.
They're really good at eating radiation.
Oh, here's probably what's mostly used for, like, in importance. It says terbium oxide is used in the semiconductor industry.
Oh, there you go.
For applications like phosphor screens and electron microscopes. Oh, and I'm not even going to read that other word. It's really, really long.
Oh, sucks, doesn't it?
Okay, I'll try it. Cathodoluminescence detectors.
I know what a cathode is.
Okay, so cathode...
Catholuminous.
Detectors.
What's the word between luminous and detector?
Cathodoluminescence. Cathodoluminescence. We sound like an idiot. We sound like such idiots.
I kind of know what the word means. It's just, I don't know what that would be for.
I don't know either.
You know what I mean? Okay.
Right.
Let's try the next one.
Okay.
D-Y-S-P.
Okay.
R-O-S-I-U-M. Oxide. Use.
Oxide.
So I'll tell you what it says for this one. It says it's used in making control rods for nuclear reactors.
Okay.
That's just what it says. That's all it gives me for this one. No, it just gives a tiny little, this article gives just tiny little bits.
Okay, this one's pretty, I found this Stanford Advanced Materials. That was what the last one I got all that stuff off of. This. So hey, they have it for this too. Let's see here. It's a white powder suitable for ceramics, glass, phosphors, lasers, and metal halide lamp applications. Let's see here.
Okay. You want to do the next one?
Yes.
I think this one may be... Well, no. Okay. So the next one is SAM.
Okay.
ARIUM. Oxide.
Oxide. Oops. Dang it. Why does it always jump ahead? Go to push oxide, and then Google switches it, so you click on the wrong one. Element use. All right.
Find anything good?
Let's see. Ooh, that... Oh, here it is. There's that same...
It's probably thing. Like, it's just one of those companies, or one of those article companies that just probably is like the forefront of explaining what...
All this stuff is? It seems like they have access to all the stuff you can buy off this.
Oh, you can buy anything.
I mean, this one's website looks like it sells all this stuff.
Oh, like, so it's just like, yeah, it's probably like a lab company or whatever. Yeah,
exactly. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, special. It's the same thing. Specialized uses glass, phosphors, lasers, thermoelectric devices.
Thermoelectric devices.
Yeah, that's what this one is. It can be used in optical and infrared absorbing glass to absorb infrared radiation. It can also be applied as a neutron absorber and control rods for nuclear power reactors. As the oxide catalyzes the dehydration of... Okay, this is...
I know we have actual chemists.
That would be...
And we have nuclear reactor specialists that listen.
That would be nice if they could explain some of this stuff sometimes.
So I'm not going to name names because they don't want to be named.
But
throw out some information if you can.
Yeah.
Here's the one I'm most interested for.
Okay.
Because this one, the little blurb they give me is used for high-strength alloys in engine... And warcraft and aircraft and warcraft engines.
Here comes our defense contractors. Okay, yeah. What is it?
This is the one I could not read. Para, so P-R-A.
P-R-A-S-E. Okay.
O-D.
Oh, there it is. Parrot. Yeah, I got it.
What, how do you say that one?
I don't even think it's parrot. It's
Praya? Praya pseudo?
Praseodymium. Praseodymium? Yeah. Oxide use. Okay. Praseodymium. Here, let's try a different. Let's see if this is on that same website again. And, ooh, I'm not seeing it actually on this time. Oh, nope, there it is. There it is. But this has nano praseodymium oxide powder.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Come on. Ooh, this one, there's almost no information on this one. Yeah, this one looks like
it's the most government contractor wanted one.
There is zero information about what this is used for on this website.
Like I said, barely it gives me anything about any of these, but it just said aircraft and warcraft engines.
Okay.
But I don't know what that means.
Yeah, this is not a very...
All right, let me continue with the article.
Okay.
The worst thing is the extraction process, and I'm just going to read this word for word, then we'll talk about the extraction process uses an open pit on mine on the surface, which is the most common method used throughout the world for the mining of these minerals. One example in particular of the massive Bingham Canyon mine near Salt Lake City, Utah, which is about 3/4 miles deep and about 3 miles wide. While open pit mining can be an environmental hazard, it is still the fastest way to extract all those minerals. Companies can pull as much as 20,000 tons a day. A gaping hole in the ground is far safer for workers compared to tunnels miles below the surface. So that's what they had said about open pit mining. And I just think it's funny that they admit, yeah, open pit mining can be an environmental hazard.
Oh, yeah.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
It is just, like you said, raping the earth.
I mean,
and that
the corporations see that big hole and they're just like, yeah, I need that.
America Rare Earth is not the only company that's out in the gold rush in Wyoming. The U.S.-based Ranco Resources has a stake near Chardon, Wyoming, that is worth about $40 billion. And they haven't even said, nobody has said how much America Rare Earth's worth, their claim's worth. But, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
So Ranco Resource CEO Randall Atkins told Cowboy State Daily, "We only tested for it about 100 to 200 feet, which is about the maximum you'd ever want to do a conventional coal mining operation. Much deeper than that would cost the prohibited mine about $15 a ton for coal. But this area seems to go down to at least about 1,000 feet. So we're drilling down to the deeper levels to see what's down there." Ranco estimates that in May that he had 800 metric tons of rare earth elements. But he just announced in this December, the amount went up to 1.2 million tons.
That's a lot more.
Yeah. And they also found neodymium, parasodymium, dysimerium, and terbium have been found at these sites as well. But the amounts does not compare to what America Rare Earth has uncovered.
Okay.
So that's all I have for this article.
Okay.
So yeah, let's just talk about it now that we read it. Basically, the big important thing is that a lot of these are used
by defense contractors?
No, most of these are used in missile warheads.
Oh, wonderful.
And drones.
Oh,
and
death machines.
Yeah, death machines.
Devices to kill human beings.
Boston Dynamics.
That look different than you.
Yeah, no, I mean, most of the time, they're just people.
I know. I'm just saying that it's just a weird coincidence that, like, every time we go to a major war, it's...
Never
happens to be a different a country that has people that just look different than white.
I was going
to
say, just not white people.
Yeah.
Ain't that weird? The last white people war was World War II.
And even then we didn't nuke the white people.
Well,
you know what I mean? You mean there's a country gaining a superpower that's trying to literally take over, go into war with the world?
They didn't sink our boats.
You know what? Yeah, exactly. Let's nuke the people on the other side of the globe that flew planes into a harbor.
To be fair,
yeah,
that was the best day ever for the Koreans and Chinese.
We murdered millions of people that had nothing to do with it.
I've told you about Unit 401 and all that, right?
The unit what?
Unit 401 in Japan.
I'm not sure.
They went to China and Korea, and they had it on the books as a logging camp, and logs, they would talk about what they would do to these logs, and they were each people from Korea and China.
Oh, really?
And that's where they, World War II, they took over when we basically took over Japan. We took all of their information and used it because they would freeze people to death and see how long they could be frozen and brought back to life.
Oh, yeah, we used all that information, yeah.
Yeah, and they'd freeze people's arms off, and they'd light people on fire and see if, like, they could skin graft. And they were basically
experimenting.
Doing the most extreme stuff because they thought they weren't people.
Right, yeah. Wait, who was doing this?
The Japanese were doing this to the mainland Asians.
Okay, gotcha.
Mostly Korean and Chinese. See, I know there was some Vietnamese mixed in, too.
And I'm willing to bet, I would bet everything I had on it, that, like, if they were really, like, allies to the Germans, that the Germans are the ones that taught them to do this. The Germans are probably the ones that infiltrated and been like, okay, let's do this experiment.
I don't think so. I think they both did it independently.
First, makes them eat the bugs and then light them on fire and record how long they will scream.
No, because I think the Japanese at that time were going to do it to the mainland Asia anyways, just they were gearing up for it. And then when the World War broke out, I think it was just kind of like time to go.
I guess. I don't know.
But there was a meme about that these guys, I think it's Unit 401. I can't remember. It's Unit something 01. And all these people in this camp just see this mushroom cloud over the ocean.
Yeah.
And they're just like, yes.
So bad, though. So bad.
They'd freeze like people's arms off and break them off with sledgehammers and stuff like right. that.
Well, that's like, you know, the battle. I feel like the everyday normal citizens aren't the ones
advocating that's who died.
For that. Yeah.
That's who died in the nuking.
And that's not even the nuking, it wasn't even the worst part of it all. Like
radioactive fallout, the carpet bombing.
Well, there's that, the carpet bombing. We firebombed other cities that killed way more people than the nukes did.
The nukes really didn't kill that many people when you compare it to that.
Right, yeah.
But I think...
And I don't think people realize that.
No, yeah, they don't. Like, no, and then the Japanese government would just not give up. They didn't care how many civilians died.
And that's just... And that's typical Japanese culture. They're still... I think they're still like that.
I don't think so anymore. I think they're on the tentacle porn and
wearing
dresses.
Well, that's different, too. That's... No, come on.
Hello Kitty.
No, they're very...
eating whales.
Very traditional, let's put it that way.
I don't think as much anymore.
Oh, they are. They are.
I think there's a lot of cultural like stuff falling apart in a lot of parts of Japan now.
I mean, for sure, and that's around the globe in general, because it's like that one culture is going around the globe now, and it's not good.
I mean, you can literally buy... Never mind.
You're right, that's the culture I'm talking about, and it's going global, and I think that's
they have
by design.
Used women's panty vending machines.
Right, exactly. It's perversion of the, you know, the things God provided here, the good, and, you know, it's perversion of those things, and... promotion of that perversion.
Well said. Now, back to how Wyoming's not going to be a state anymore. It's just going to be a big hole with a bunch of dead cowboys in the bottom of a mine shaft.
There's only one way to stop it. We as citizens have to move there, defend our own elements that God placed on this precious land that we stole from Native Americans.
My big opinion is if it's buried that deep and the earth bleeds when you take it, you're not supposed to have it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We just need to cover it up with human beings that live here.
Oh, they're doing that. They're throwing them in the hole.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They're literally covering them with their bodies.
Yeah.
Probably. They will. The government knows no bounds. They don't care. They just see human beings as cattle.
Did I talk about that on air or off air about the farmer that went missing? I made a joke in the beginning. No, there's already one farmer that's missing from one of these claims.
Right. You said his neighbor... haven't heard
I can't
from
remember
him.
That was off air or on air.
I don't remember either, but either way, farmer missing. He just went out, you know, for
when
milk.
He looked at the hole and
he went for milk and cigarettes.
He tripped and then shot himself in the back of the head 9 times.
He didn't trip. He was pushed by Woody. Yeah.
Toy Story
reference.
Yeah. No. So what do you think this means for the U.S.-Chinese relationship? Because that's one of the things I was watching about this, is that this may be the biggest factor why the U.S. government's been playing nice with China for so long, is because, like I said, we're getting 75% of our rare earth materials from them, and that's how we make our war machines.
See, okay, possibly, but I'm going to say that we've been playing nice with China for much longer than that.
Oh, sure. I'm just saying,
and I think
our lifetime, relatively recent.
Well, yeah. Well, I think this is another factor that maybe they Maybe they have. We have known about it for a long time. We just kept it quiet, but now it's getting into the public because they're ready to like, all right, let's start. We need to start tapping into this because our Chinese people that we owe a lot of money to. Basically, I feel like a lot of the U.S., like just in the past few years, we just printed so much money. Just printed it just because.
What?
No. Just because, oh, what's our national debt? Trillions? What? Again? Like it went from billions to trillions in like a few years. But we're selling, we're buying everything. We're outsourcing everything to China or other countries, but mostly China's probably the biggest one. I think a lot of people in our government are reliant on this. Shoot, we had is it a senator or a representative that from California that was having sexual relations with a Chinese spy? Eric Swalwell was his
Mistakes
name.
Mistakes happen.
Yeah, oops. And he's not even ousted from... They're like, oh, it's a slap on the wrist. No punishment, nothing came from that. He was a Chinese spy. A smart man, very smart man. Or Eric Fartwell is his other nickname, because I don't know if that was real or not, but he farted during an interview.
I mean, that happens.
I know, but it's very funny. But then he tried to deny it, and he got mad that people were calling him Fartwell. But that just might be a psyop, too. Like, it's easy way to distraction. Hey, just have him fart on camera. That'll get people talking about something else rather than what's actually important for a few days.
So you don't think this has anything to do with China cracking down on not mining as much?
I just think it... No, I think it has... Well, maybe, but I think it has more to do with... China just having access to this material and us and buying it or buying it. I don't even know if buying it from us or just us, basically us owing them. We're probably just going to give it to them at this rate.
I don't think we're giving it to them.
Our government would if they're in. I think China tells a lot of people in our government what to do more than often than not, because corporations run our government corporations are in cahoots with China because they're manufacturing everything for them cheaper.
That's what I was going to say, is that I don't think those corporations are going to give this stuff up.
Oh, I think they will.
I don't think they will.
They'll sell it all to China so China can use it.
Here's what I think.
And make the things we need.
No, here's what I think. For them. This is going to be a giant power grab for those companies. The industrial military complex. This is going to be the way to break away from China. Having controlled factors and that stuff.
They can become
their own entity off of this reserve.
I think they already are their own entity.
No, like you said, I think they're in cahoots heavily with China.
Yeah.
But I think this is the way that they can break off that relationship and become a single standalone thing.
That's if they want to break off with them.
I think they really do. What person wants to... when we're talking about these level of people,
yeah,
these level of corrupt individuals,
yeah,
whether, you know, industrial, they don't want to be ruled or share anything.
No.
So if this is the way... to finally break that relationship and run the world.
See, but then China probably has something on all of them. Like,
doesn't matter.
Like,
they're not real
Epstein
people.
Videos and stuff. Like, oh, we'll just release this you don't. And they're like,
these people are way above that.
Or are they the ones running all that stuff?
Yeah. See, that's a different ball game.
See, China might have the stuff, the dirt on them to expose it to the public.
They will not do it because it'll bring them down too.
Once
you get a peek behind the curtain.
But maybe they already have enough of the power influence to where they have the power now.
See, I don't think so. I think this is the way for the industrial military complex to be its own standalone thing again.
I just don't know. I don't know. It's too much. It's too much. It's too much for my brain to even want to try to unravel, because it's just, they're all corrupt. They all suck.
Whoa.
And they're all anti-human. That's why they're pushing all this AI stuff, and so that can run everything, and then we're all like, we all accept it and we all believe it as like the gospel, when you just gotta believe in yourself. You don't need AI, you don't need technology, you don't need China. Make clothes here again, make everything here again. You know, our neighbors need work. And by neighbors, I don't mean our neighbors in our other country. I mean the neighbors that live right beside you in your neighborhoods. We all need to produce everything locally again.
So this mine used to be owned by a really small mining company.
And now it's like...
Now they're gone.
Complete up. Not shocked.
Also...
Who owns this new mining company? Like the Bilderberg Group?
No, I'm, you look it up.
What's it called again?
Rare Earth. Oh gosh, let me. Also, this is a company gold rush. I just was looking at different articles, just talking about all these companies are rushing out there to make claims. But the problem is the claims have people living on them.
Ah, gotcha.
But it's what we talked about. You do not own your mineral rights unless you have it specifically stated in your contract when you buy property. So they can buy the mineral rights from under you, and you're keeping them from their property, and they can destroy your livelihood to get to it.
Well, this thing, that obviously it ain't right.
American Rare Earth.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Is the name of the incorporated.
American Rare Earth Incorporated. Mm-hmm. Just sounds like, oh my gosh, just the name bothers me.
Why?
American Rare Earth.
I think it's very explanatory.
Yeah, and they're making claim to it. It's like, it's ours. It's ours. Let's look up the CEO. Let's see what his name is, or her name. Donald Swartz. Is that, yeah, that's what you said earlier. Okay.
I told you the CEO name.
Yeah, Donald Swartz. Let's look at his LinkedIn. Oh, I can't view it. Why is LinkedIn like this?
I hate LinkedIn.
Yeah, I just
wanna... tried to make us use it in college. We all tried to sign up for it, and it got too complicated for college kids.
Yeah.
We're like, screw this. And like, no, guys, it's going to be the only way you can get a job in 10 years.
Yeah, and look how right they were. Yeah, if you want a job in corporate America.
Then we burnt those people and ate them.
Where you can all just like look at each other's LinkedIn profiles and stroke each other's egos with it.
And they kept saying it's like Facebook for business.
Yeah, right. All that stuff's fake. All that stuff's not real. That's not, none of that stuff matters. Meet in person. See the integrity in someone's eyes when you look square into them.
So what do you think's going to be happening after this? Like, do you really think that Wyoming farmers are going to get murdered over this stuff?
Yes. If they don't move, yes.
I think they've, personally, I think they already have.
I wouldn't disagree.
I think that, I really think that one guy that's missing was the first guy that probably spoke up a little bit.
Yeah.
He's like, no, you're not doing any.
And poof, dead.
It's like, you know what? Why don't you come out to the mining operation? Just take a look and hold this check for a second. Yeah.
And he's like, no, I'm not doing it. All right, hold on. Stand. Are you by your window? You know, you're not. Can you move 2 feet to the right? Yeah, sure. And then he moves 2 feet to the right, and a laser from space comes flying down right through his forehead.
Trap door.
Oops. Oops. Sorry. Here, click. Now burn his. Now go get in there and burn his house down. Level his property and make sure it looked like he never lived there ever in his life. And then go find all of his family members and make sure they never talk.
All they do is just hire a lookalike.
Or that too, yeah.
Be like, now here's a check for $1 billion.
Right, don't ever leave your house. And if someone ever knocks on your door, threaten them, make them leave. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here's $1 billion.
Or they just cloned him and made the clone like mind controlled. Easy.
Yeah.
See how easy it is to set up the world now?
Wilbur talking about clones. That's odd.
Well, they can't clone me, not Wilbur. Impossible to clone.
Just the way you were moving. No, I just think this is one of those things that's just going to be absolutely horrible for the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Horrible for everything out there. And Wyoming was just starting to bounce back from some of the really dangerous ranching styles and the apocalyptic way of the wars out there and stuff like that.
I agree with you 100% on that. But I'm looking up that CEO again, you know, just looking up his profile, whatever. This is stuff. Sentences like these are just what makes me want to puke. Swartz brings over 20 years of leadership experience in the domestic and international resource sector. I just want to, anyone with that in their profile, I just want to, I don't know, de-pants in public. Because they need it. I hate all of those words put together. All of it is mumbo-jumbo nonsense that is just... I don't know. It screams like corrupt individual. Corrupt individual. None of these things are real.
It's time for guillotines.
I'll steal your money and rape your land. And then I'll have more resources and money that you cannot have back ever. Nor your family.
You know what I think?
Yeah. Time for guillotines?
Yeah, and I think we just need to let whales run the world.
Okay, here's our five-step program, and I only know two of them, so the next three I'm going to make up as you go. Step one, appoint whales to all of our – vote for whales.
Actual baleen whales.
Baleen whales.
Don't let those toothed whales trick you.
What about those other whales that come into Australia, like up close, those rare ones you talked about? Or that not you talked about, but you did tell me about it because you heard it on the other show. Mm-hmm. You heard them talking about it, and then you told me the other day.
Southern right whales. They're baleen
whales. Yeah, see? Southern right whales. Well, vote for them.
Don't let orcas sneak. Orcas are not whales.
Nah, it's a trick.
They're dangerous, dangerous dolphins.
That's step one. Step two, move to Wyoming. That's step number two. Step three, get a dog and quail. That's step three is dog and quail. You need both. Make sure they're raised together so they're friends, and the dogs know. Save the quail. Don't eat the quail. Step four. Let's see here.
Good talk.
Find potable water sources.
Potable.
Potable. Potable. Potable. Potable.
I'm like, what's potable?
Potable. Potable. You know what I meant.
Like, you always make fun of me for missaying stuff. Come on.
No, it's potato, potato.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Potato.
Potable is what you do to a plant. It's potable because you can put it in a pot.
Yeah, because you can put potable water in it. Okay, and then fourth, just, any government official, start ignoring them. Ignore your taxes. Ignore the IRS. Ignore any authority figure.
We do not stand by that statement.
Trust your neighbors.
Don't ignore your taxes.
So move to Wyoming in a one giant compound that's the size of the whole state. We'll put a big border around the whole state. We'll ignore our taxes and see how long it takes for them to realize they have no more power anymore. This power lies within the citizens. Our Constitution was written as a constitutional republic. So the citizens have power, and there's checks and balances. Unfortunately, we have diverted from that through tricks and confusion and other power grabs. Take back the power. Be individuals again. The citizens rule this country. Remember that. Only you can prevent forest fires, and only you can take back the power of this country. We need it. We need you as individuals again. We gotta all be individuals and rise up.